Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
Was it comedian Joan Rivers that used to say, "Can we talk?" I think that was her famous line. And I don't remember the controversy that surrounded her in the later years and her leading up to her death, but I know that she was one interesting, wacky person who at one time was quite a cultural phenomenon in the United States. But I will start this podcast by asking, can we talk? In my own way of saying that, because something has occurred the last couple of days that I don't think is a big deal, but I really want to get your feedback on this and describe and go into detail over exactly what has transpired. Many of you have reached out to me over the last couple of days and said, did you know there's an ad playing in front of your podcast? And the first few emails I got, I said no, because when I publish each podcast every day, it goes up on my screen and I hit play and everything sounds normal and I check to make sure it's loaded right and Podbean's got it. Then Podbean sends it to every possible podcast platform, and you can't imagine how many there are and how many people I've heard from that listen on different platforms that I've not even heard of, which is just fine with me. There's all those platforms out there, and a company called Podbean sends it to all those places for me. I pay them a monthly fee, and they take care of all of it. It's awesome. It seems like a great deal to me because I have no idea how to send those things to all these different formats. So Podbean, about, oh, I don't know, 2.5 years ago or so, started bombarding me, maybe really right after the beginning of the podcast, started bombarding me with emails, and they were junky emails because there's nobody to talk to at Podbean. There's no person I know. There's no phone number to call. They're on the East Coast. It's a tech company, essentially. It's a former tech executive started this thing, and it's not particularly personal. I can reach them by email. I can get things done by email. They have a customer service center, and I'm a customer, and I think I'm a valued customer now with almost 6 million downloads. So I can get their attention, but I've never in my life spoken to anybody ever at Podbean. That's just not a thing that you can do, apparently. It's a new generation, folks. This is how we do things. It's all tech. There's no human contact. So because they've been so reliable, I've never left and gone to another platform, never had any issues. For a long, long, long time, they bombard me at least once a week with an email saying, monetize your podcast. We want to start putting ads on your podcast. And I've seen it on the production pages where I build the podcast and everything that I do, that I can go into the ad placement and monetization and things like that. I've not ever wanted to do that. I like the podcast the way it is. I don't want it to be cluttered up. I don't want a bunch of drop-ins. I don't want the noise that a lot of people complain about with other podcasts. Now, about 3 or 4 months ago, they sent me an email and said, you've reached a threshold here that this is a different deal. You can make some real money if you want to put these ads in, whatever. And so they gave me a list of about 30 different categories. And many of the categories I checked off and said, no, I would never accept any advertising from these. One of those would be like automotive. I've got a car dealer, so no automotive. Anything that you hear on the podcast, none. Home improvement, no. I've got Buck Roofing and Window World and Earth Effects Outdoor and a lot of folks that are doing things here. No, I'm not taking that category, not doing this or that. So I eliminated a lot of different things. I did say I would take sports gambling. I don't remember some of the other categories. Maybe some healthcare related things or elections, politicians. It was an election year. I said, yes, I'll take political ads because I assumed that the only thing we would get would be something from local or regional conservatives. And then I put the caveat on there. There was 3 ways to insert spots, either at the beginning of the podcast, in the middle of the podcast, or at the end of the podcast. And so Jessica and I chewed this over for quite some time. I said, let's check the box of the categories we're okay with. There were some that were controversial. I'm no way. Sexual topics, no thanks. I mean, we passed on a lot of them. And I clicked on only place these at the end of the podcast. And I thought, well, what the heck would that hurt? If it plays after the podcast, and it won't pay very much, obviously, at the end of the podcast, it's not anything that's going to generate a lot of revenue, but let's just see what happens. And so about 3 weeks later, Podbean sends me an email and says, we've been rejected from this ad program because of hate speech, the content of the podcast. They have transcriptions, and they have computers that read every word that I say. Again, this is a tech company. And there was a joke that I had made, and I was, you know, I changed my voice, like, rah, 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 and I was making a joke or whatever, but the computer doesn't know that. So they see something that I had said, I think it was in reference to Biden being crazy or, you know, having a stroke and falling over and who would care or something like that. I was talking about somebody else and they wouldn't care because somebody was mad at Biden. But the computer can't read it that way. So they've decided that I'm opted out of this program because of hate speech. And I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. That's stupid. So I emailed them back and I said, no, show me the example. And they sent me a couple of the examples of what they were. And I said, this is crazy because I was making a joke and, you know, whatever. I don't know. They emailed me back. I dropped it at that point. They emailed me back about a month later and say, we have this company or something. We have some more questions. A company wants to do an ad. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is all right. So I answered their questions and sent it back and nothing ever happened. I'd forgotten all about it. Honest to goodness, I'd forgotten all about it until a couple of days ago when this ad popped up at the beginning of the podcast. I assume it just played at the start of this one, but I don't know until I post it and then wait a few minutes and go listen myself on a different platform. I don't know whether it's up there or not. Didn't know it was going to happen. I had no idea. I've gone and I've looked at all my settings and I certainly did not know it was going to happen at the beginning of the podcast. Now, I'm waiting a few days to get reaction from all of you. That's basically where I am in this thing. There is a way for me to go on and set it up to where it would only be playing at the end. But as of now, because they've changed the marketplace of this thing or the tech on the screen that I have, I can't even figure that out. So what it's going to take is me just contacting them and saying, shut it down or move it to the end of the podcast, and they will. Because I can't actually figure out how to do that right now. I did 3 months ago. But it has changed. My screen and the way they do this has changed. Something has changed and my settings are gone because I clearly told them the only thing I wanted was at the end of the podcast. Now their big thing, apparently within Podbean, is promoting other podcasts. They want me to spend more money with them to promote my podcast at the beginning of other people's podcasts. Now, there may be some value in that to me. And I may look at that. That has nothing to do with you and your listening experience. It's a totally separate issue of whether I want to promote my podcast on other people's podcasts as commercials before they start to get more listeners into this podcast. That may be of some value, but that's a completely separate issue. What you've heard the last couple of days is a promotion for a podcast. And it is through something else Podbean does, through their ad marketplace or whatever, that is promotion of podcasts. And it seems like now what they're saying is, and I've been contacted by others. We were contacted by a men's grooming company, a shaving company, and they still want to see a few more downloads or something than what we have before they come on board. They'd asked us some questions. We've been, somebody reached out, they had reached out and said, what about this site, which does basically fantasy sports, the old school kind of fantasy sports. You build your team every day and you play in this pool of people. It is gambling. So the reason they got a hold of me, because there's sports betting is legal in Kansas. And that's where my podcast originates, and that's where my address is. So they reached out. They may want to do something. I don't know what that's all about. We'll cross it when we see it. So this thing had been sort of, but I'd given up. Like, there's nothing going to happen. They've already deemed me as hate speech. I'm assuming I'm dealing with a company here that's a bunch of liberals. They don't like my podcast. They won't kick me out because I'm making them money. I'm not only paying them my monthly fee, but they're getting millions of downloads, which is good for their business. So they're not going to kick me out because I'm conservative, but they probably don't like me. And they don't want to place these ads. I'm like, fine, the podcast is doing great. I'm happy with the way it is. But I did have in my mind, this is a pretty cool idea. What if I could make some extra money by having their ads run at the end of the podcast after it's over? That seems completely harmless. And then that's not what they did. And I can stop this. I could send them an email today. And many of you have been emailing me. What I've decided to do is wait about a week and see what the reaction is. If the downloads go down, it's obviously over. If you folks stop listening, that's just a complete non-starter. I'm not going to do it. I don't like the way it sounds. I don't care for it. The overwhelming number of you say you're just hitting the bzz, 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 and going past it to the start of the podcast. So it's pretty interesting. I see an actual number of downloads for a podcast, and now they're showing me a number of times that the spot played. I assume that since it's only a fraction, it's about a third of what the podcast downloads number is, of number of times the spot played at the beginning, I'm assuming that's just the number of people who let it play all the way through and didn't shuffle through it. So if you shuffle through it, it doesn't get counted, and so it doesn't get calculated. I get that. That makes total sense to me, and I'm in agreement with that. Here's all I'm asking. I can't, for the first time in the history of this podcast, I'm going to tell you, I cannot promise that I will email you back on this one. I cannot, because I do not know how many emails I'm about to get. one paragraph or less, folks, 25 words or less, please shoot me an email and tell me if this is like a deal breaker. Hearing that thing at the beginning is a deal breaker, that it's annoying, it's out, I hate it, I'll never listen to the podcast again. I need to know if that's a thing. That's it. Or if it would be okay at the end, or what, just whatever. No long War and Peace novels, okay? About 1 in 10 of you like to write something that you clearly have 2 hours to write. 25 words or less. I know I'm being a jerk on this, and I'm going to try to respond to everybody, but I cannot promise that. I don't know how many I'm going to get. If I get 1,000, I'm not going to be able to respond to all of them. But I really want to read them. I want to know what you think about that thing playing. Some of you have reached out, but the ones that have reached out are mostly people that are serial emailers. They email me all the time. I want to know if you've never emailed me before, okay? I want to know what you think about this. Listening before this played, and now that it is playing, and I'll assume it played today. That's just where we stand. My thought at this point is I'm going to tell them in a week, drop this. I don't want anything playing before the open of my podcast. If you want to play that spot at the end, play it at the end. I don't see the difference. If it's the same number of clicks at the end, I don't know what it's the difference, whether it's the beginning or the end. I don't even know. But it does pay. There is money in this. When you ask yourself, you watch Travis Kelce in his podcast, they're going to sign, they're talking like they're going to get a $100 million podcast deal. Well, the way they get it is just on the downloads. I've never been paid for a download. I've got almost 6 million downloads. I've never made a nickel off any of them. So the internet is making money off of this. These podcasts that I produce keep making money for them. You'd be amazed how many people go back and still listen to the podcast the week before and after the Super Bowl, because they're just huge Chiefs fans. And where they're from, they can be in other places, but they want to go hear it. They want to relive it, remember it, whatever. It's not a massive number, but it continues to go up. And it will go up for a long time. Those podcasts are always there. So most people, you're looking at, how does Joe Rogan make all this money? Well, there's some ads in his podcast, but you don't hear a lot with the Kelce brothers. All right, theirs is about downloads. It's about shares, retweets, reclicks, all this other stuff on social media. Their podcast gets shared. Again, not a lot of people watch or listen to the entire Kelce podcast, but it gets clipped up and shared all over the place, and that's where their money is. I don't do that because I don't know how to do it, and I don't have a staff like they do. If I had millions of dollars, could bring a staff in here and do this every day out of an office building somewhere, I could get chopped up and sent all over the place. This thing could maybe become national at some point. But I don't know how to do that, and I really don't want to do that. I like what I'm doing. I get to work with my dog every day. I don't have to interact with humans that talk behind your back or stab you or disappoint you or don't show up or come in hungover. I don't have to deal with any of that anymore. I did that for a long, long, long time. I don't have to do that anymore. I got my wife and my dog here, and I'm happy with that. Yes, that makes me a simpleton. And yes, I could do a lot more with this podcast, but my thought was, if we could pick up a few bucks by running some spots at the end of the podcast, why would I not do that? Because I'm not making any money off the clicks. They're making money off me. Podbean is making money off me. They're making a lot of money off this podcast. And I still have to pay them every month, and I've argued with them a couple of times that I shouldn't have to pay you. I've got more downloads than almost anybody you have on your platform. Like, Podbean isn't where Joe Rogan is, or the Kelce brothers, or any of that stuff. Like, I'm paying you every month, and I got 6 million downloads, and that's got to be in the top 1% of all your clients. And you're making money off all these downloads because they resell this stuff. It goes, they get paid by the other companies for bringing the content to them. It's a very unique business that I don't fully understand, but it has to do with Google ad searches and all this other kind of advertising and stuff that we don't even know about. It just goes right over our head. But the tech people have cornered that market, and I'm not part of that market. I just know they're making money off me. So I thought, well, hell, if I can make some money back and at least get Podbean for free and not have to pay money for them to make money off me, I'd give it a shot. That's where we are. I just want to know your thoughts on if they'll do it at the end of the podcast. I don't need your opinion on that. I will do that. We made that decision that I'll do it after the podcast is over. And if people, it's still playing and it still gets heard and there's some revenue in that, that's harmless. I don't want to ruin your experience. More than anything else, I want you to listen to this podcast and support our local sponsors. That's my main thing. And that's very important to me and Jessica. And we don't want to do anything to sacrifice that. I never envisioned ever putting an ad up at the start of this thing. And I never approved it. But they did it. And now that they did, I feel like I didn't hear from that many of you. I heard from people that are kind of regular emailers. And I want to know what the rest of you think about that darn thing playing. Our podcast today is brought to you by ticketsforless.com. This is what I want you to hear. There's a promo code at ticketsforless.com. If you want to go to the Royals, they got a 7-game homestand coming up. Sunday afternoon looks gorgeous, 63 degrees and sunny. Looks like a great day for a baseball game. And then Bark at the Park is on Tuesday night. You could take your dog to the game. You want to go? Ticketsforless.com. That's ticketsforless.com. Better Business Bureau, top-rated company, local company, nationwide service. They've expanded from 4 employees to 90 since I originally met them and started working for them. And they have a local number for you to call. Who doesn't love that? 913-685-3322. Don't forget the promo code KKHI. You will always save 5 to 15% on your entire order if you use the promo code KKHI. All right, on to D.C. and Josh Hawley, who we've talked about a lot this week. He had a big day at a hearing yesterday with Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, who the Senate decided were, you know, yeah, he's been impeached by the House. The Senate's not going to have a trial. We're not going to allow this. They stopped the whole thing. For unprecedented, first time in American history, the House sent over articles of impeachment to the Senate, and they just stopped it. They just shut it down and said, no, there will be no trial, which would have been great for the American public to see and hear the actual goings-on of the Biden administration at the border. And I think that was the objective, but they should have known and did know that it was never going to happen. So it existed for moments like this, where Josh Hawley has Alejandro Mayorkas right in front of him. And as you listen to this, I just want to know what your thoughts are. I want you to think about, is this about Josh Hawley in an election year doing politics? Or is this about a news cycle somehow having an effect and changing the way Americans think? Will this get through to Americans? Will Americans hear this and see this? Or is this just about Josh Hawley getting run in Missouri in an election year?
Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lake and Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator... you've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is, you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got.
Wow, that's Josh Hawley, and he is really good at this. He's really good at it. He was just waiting for Mayorkas to say, you've mischaracterized what I'm saying. And he pulls out from underneath the desk, nope, I've got the papers right here. It's all official government records. It's right here. And Mayorkas was a ghost. But there is no accountability for Democrats. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters with them. Nothing ever sticks and nothing ever matters, which is kind of a sad thing. A terrific column by a local man named Jack Cascio. We've talked about him before on this podcast. He wrote a piece at WND. That's N as in Nancy, WND.com. And I'd recommend you go read it. Jack Cascio works in an office building near Westport. And it's right by a building that had a giant George Floyd mural on it. It's been there for years. Jack Cascio, a couple of days ago, Jack, come on, if you're listening, you tweeted this out and you tagged Pete Mundo and some other people. Put me on your tags. Let's go. Let's get this thing working around here. So Jack Cashel is a really smart guy and a solid conservative, and he works in a very liberal part of Kansas City and kind of a dangerous area, and he writes that in this piece. And I'll refer you to this piece. I'm going to read part of this to you, but you should go read the whole thing. Again, it's at WND.com. Wisco Nancy David. I know those are not the proper, it would be whiskey. Whiskey, it's not Nancy, it's not David. WND, whatever. And Jack Cashel writes, quote, and this is this week. On Monday morning, I pulled into my office parking lot to see something I thought I would never live to see. A work crew painting over a sprawling George Floyd mural. It was my Berlin Wall moment, a sign perhaps of an end of an era as criminally insane as the one that gave us the wall in Berlin. I took a photo to capture the work in progress. I'm not sure anyone else did. My involvement with the George Floyd era began in front of the building that curated the Floyd mural for these many years. During the lockdown spring of 2020, I was working at my office when I heard an ungodly howl coming from the street. In that my office is located in the counterculture homeless section of Kansas City, every city has one, I thought little of it. People scream here every day, literally. Only after the screaming persisted for about 5 minutes did I descend to the street to check it all out. What I saw was a male Kansas City police officer kneeling on the neck of a large, squirming woman while he awaited backup. My first thought, thank God she's white. The restraint did not look good, but it proved remarkably effective. If her body remained immobile, the woman's lungs operated full blast. You could have heard her screaming in Wichita. Not wanting to seem ghoulish, I chose not to record the incident. I should have. When Derek Chauvin applied the same restraint on George Floyd a few weeks later, the propagandist told us that Chauvin's was a uniquely cruel, lawless maneuver. Although I've been writing in Chauvin's defense ever since, my words fell on ears scared shut. A frightened America preferred the lie, one of the many lies we bought in that most twisted year in our nation's history. The Floyd systemic racism lie merged with the countless COVID lies and the free and fair election lie to give us President Joe Biden and our first real taste of homegrown fascism. Wow, how beautifully written is that? That's Jack Cashel. He writes for WND. Go check out the entire column. It is a terrific read, a most terrific read. And kudos to strong people like Jack Cashel for taking pictures of whiting out a George Floyd mural and posting it on Twitter and then writing about it. You haven't seen that story on the news, have you? Why? Why is that story not all over the place in Kansas City? That George Floyd's got to go. Why does he have to go? Let's ask the question, why did they white it out? Well, first of all, people seem to know that that whole thing was a fraud, that Black Lives Matter is now a political slash criminal agency full of thieves. Shocker that they got all this money and stole it and enriched themselves. Can't badmouth them any more than we badmouth politicians, to be honest. So it's all the same stuff. It's all a grift. People get this money in, they keep it, they steal it, they buy houses, they do whatever. But mostly what's it bad for? It's bad for business. It's bad for people driving by and seeing it. Because the overwhelming number of people now that drive by and see a giant George Floyd mural go, well, this is a neighborhood I probably don't want to be in. That's just true. Time to cover that thing up. Time to end it. Now, what he's asking is this the beginning of sort of a complete change nationwide? There are certain zip codes and areas, and there's more George Floyd pictures and murals and things around Kansas City that have not been whited out. But what he's pointing out is where he has gone to work every day, and the people that drive by there and go to work every day and work there every day hear chaos every day, and the last thing they want to see is that mural. And it's whited out. Maybe it's as simple as a new owner of the building that didn't like it. It could be. But it's almost always the marketplace that gets these things changed. George Floyd is not a popular topic. I don't think you're going to hear Joe Biden campaigning on George Floyd. I don't. It worked for them. They got 4 years with Biden. They got complete chaos, and Jack Cashel has nailed it. They lied about George Floyd and people believed it. Let's lie about COVID, they'll believe it. And let's lie about the election and they'll believe it. And right now, guess what Americans don't believe? They don't believe very much the Democrats are peddling. Because as time goes by, the batting average is really bad. Like, they wouldn't have stayed in the big leagues. And a lot of guys can hit 210 and stay in the big leagues. They're not hitting 200 on these things. I don't know what the Democrats' batting average is, but it is dreadful. It would not stand up in baseball. No how, no way. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Great weekend to go look at a new Chevy or GMC. I got a survey from General Motors and then another one from Chevrolet about my service experience at Roberts Robinson. I got to tell you, it was as good a service experience I've ever had, and I filled out the surveys for them in that regard. I don't think I got special treatment because I'm podcast boy. I don't. I don't really know Chris, the service manager, but when I showed up, he was great. They did all the work for what they said they'd do it for on time. He helped me fill out all the rebate material. I'm getting $170 back on my tires. That's a pretty cool deal. I mean, he literally sat with me and said, here's the forms, here's how this works. It was just really a great experience. It really was. Your car can be serviced there no matter what make or model it is. They'll come pick it up, service it for you, and bring it back to you. Who does that? Roberts Robinson does that. They're the home of the lifetime warranty. They would love to get a new or pre-owned car for you. Next time it's time to buy, consider robertsrobinson.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, GMC, find new roads. Window World is simply the best for less. We've had a lot of rain. We had more rain yesterday, folks. A lot of you are dealing with window issues right now in the spring. It's time to make the call and see if this is for you. And you can do this pretty painlessly, all right? If you're in a spot where you don't have a bunch of cash sitting around right now, Window World can help with financing, 0%. Get 18 months to pay for this or longer. Make the call. See if they can come out and make your home safer from water damage. Your energy bill's lower this summer when the heat starts coming in. New windows from Window World can do all that. Remember, these come with a lifetime warranty. So if you've got bad windows in your house right now, if those were Window World windows, they'd just be getting replaced free. But it isn't going to happen with your Window World windows because they have a lifetime warranty because they're going to last the rest of your life. 816-799-0820. That's 816-799-0820. Online at windowskansascity.com. And Earth Effects Outdoor would love to do a little cleanup around your house. Spruce up your mulch, spruce up your spruce. Trim your hedges, you know, get the weeds out, whatever's got to happen. Put in some new rock in your rock areas. They can do all this work for you at a great price, no matter where you live in Kansas City. Or they'd love to tackle a big project for you. If you'd like to build a fire pit, an outdoor kitchen, put lighting around your home, landscape lighting, any kind of hardscapes, or maybe build some berms or even a pond or a water feature. They do it all. Retaining walls, drainage, you name it. Earth Effects Outdoor, your landscape company for everything around your casa. EEOutdoor.com. That's EEOutdoor.com. How about this? Federal regulation has been passed. Federal regulation. These are the feds. This is not the NCAA. We got an NCAA story coming up later. This is not the NCAA. This is a federal regulation concerning Title IX. You've heard of Title IX. We're not getting into Title IX today. There was a basketball player named Terrence Shannon from Illinois who went to Lawrence, Kansas on a weekend trip or something and was accused of rape. He goes back to Illinois. They suspend him. He can't play. Title IX issues, blah, blah, blah. There was not really, I don't think, a criminal charge. Maybe there was in this and maybe not. This is the same thing that happened to K-State's player last year, Naquan Tomlin. You remember he left and went to Memphis because the president of the university told the coaching staff he can't play. He's being investigated under Title IX for something that allegedly happened in a bar. Maybe it was pinching a girl's butt. Who knows what it was? It was not a rape allegation. It was, hey, this girl came to our Title IX office and filed a complaint against Naquan Tomlin. And once that happens, under Title IX, Naquan Tomlin couldn't play at K-State. They had to suspend him and keep him ineligible. And the coaches are like, this isn't true. The story isn't true. The authorities came. You know, Tomlin, there were some people got in a bar fight or whatever. It had nothing to do with this girl. Their eyewitnesses say nothing to do with this girl. It doesn't matter. The Title IX's office at Kansas State had not concluded its investigation. The Title IX office is the single most wackadoodle liberal people on every college campus trying to support women against men, period. If you think Taylor Swift and her Swifties are out to get men or are man haters, go to a Title IX office sometime. It's filled with women that hate men, and a woman comes in and says, I broke a fingernail because this guy touched me. They're going to file a complaint, and that dude's going to be locked down. That's how it works under Title IX at universities. Well, the feds saw this happening everywhere, and I think, well, Trump administration had this fixed a few years ago, but it didn't get implemented. It didn't get passed, didn't get implemented, because a lot of people interpreted it as it favoring the school a little too much, protecting the school from liability. So it didn't happen. Well, now the Biden administration is changing this. Why are they changing this? Well, I'll tell you my opinion. My opinion is they're changing this because every time we turn around, somebody that's not allowed to play sports is black. So for them, this is a civil rights issue. Again, a black man is more important to the Democrats than a white woman. Although they're winning with white women as well. So this is just about race and politics to me. The federal regulation passed on Friday says that a school cannot suspend a coach or an athlete for sexual misconduct while investigating them. When the investigation's concluded and they want to fire them or dismiss them because of things they found out, they can do that. What the feds are now saying is schools cannot suspend. So Kansas State this last year, their best player on their team, if this was passed 5 months ago, they could not have suspended Naquan Tomlin. They could have kicked him out. They still could have kicked him out. They could have said, we have enough evidence here. We're booting you out of here. We want you out. We've investigated. You're gone. They can do that. You cannot suspend while investigating through your Title IX office. That's reasonable. Who would have thought in America that you're innocent until proven guilty? And who would have thought a man is innocent until proven guilty when a woman claims he did something inappropriate? What? Men have been guilty immediately forever since this witch hunt started. Ask Trevor Bauer. Why isn't Trevor Bauer paying for Major League Baseball? Here's another one. We need lawsuits. It was a lawsuit by Shannon that got the ball in motion here. And the federal government's like, yeah, they're right. They're going to win their lawsuit, whatever. You can't suspend somebody for this. They're not arrested. They're not incarcerated. They're free. They're a free person with all their rights intact. And something called Title IX is going to suspend them from competing in a sport? They can still go to school? Naquan Tomlin graduated under his suspension. He walked inside Bramlage and got his diploma at semester in December or whenever it was, but he couldn't play basketball in the same building. What is that? We talked about it at the time. Well, they got this one right. They got this right. You can't suspend an athlete while you're investigating them under Title IX. You can't. Wait until it's done. Wait until it's over and resolved. And if they're guilty, you want to kick them out, kick them out. But you can't suspend them. This is exactly right. And it's all related to the Trevor Bauer. And Major League Baseball should be looking at this. And the NFL should be looking at this. Everyone should be looking at this. Because most of these things are not criminal in nature. There's no arrest. There's no arrest warrant. There's no investigation criminally. These are Title IX complaints on a campus. And guess what happens on campus all the time? People complain and go complain about others. It's petty. There are as many Title IX complaints brought on a campus that are fraudulent as are legitimate. I can promise you. This is good. Now, did it come about just because black athletes are the ones getting suspended? Probably. But we'll take it. This is right. To me, this is a men's rights issue. We're not really talking about men walking into Title IX offices complaining about women, are we? No, we're not. You're not in any way talking about that. 99% of the complaints are women against men. And so we get suspensions in athletics because of it, and it's wrong. And look, I got to find a guest on this. I got to find a guest and have him on the podcast. I need to find an expert on the epidemic in America of women going after men with no reason to do so, out of either anger or spite or revenge or whatever it may be, extortion, crime, money, whatever. This Trevor Bauer thing really has me bothered. Look, I don't want Trevor Bauer as my best friend. He had a creepy sex life. He's an odd. I'm sure in a way he's an odd duck, but he's committed no crimes. And he's been found innocent of anything that he was ever accused of, and baseball still won't let him back in. We got to stop. We got to stop this thing in our culture that a woman says a man did something and you just believe it. We can't. We cannot do that. We cannot allow that. Where do you think the term gold digger came from? Decades ago. Women, we're watching this thing on, I think it's on Apple, called Palm Royale, about these women in the late 60s that went to Palm Beach, Florida to meet all the richest men in America and just put up with any crap that they gave them just so they had money. We've heard the term gold digger. Of course it's a stereotype, and if you're a woman listening, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm not saying everyone is like this, but the smallest percentage of any part of our population is always the worst. We have got to take action to protect the men from these predatory women. And this is one thing they found out. So this was an ex-girlfriend of Naquan Tomlin. Apparently, as was reported, spiteful, upset that he dumped her. He's maybe going to make a bunch of money playing professional basketball. She wants to be with him. He's not with her anymore. What does she do? Title IX office. He gets suspended. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. That's a great federal regulation. I like that. Also unbelievable this weekend is the outdoor tent sale at Amini's. This is 30 to 70% off retail. This is going on through April. Not just the outdoor furniture tent sale with 30 to 70% off retail, but they're clearing out all the floor models right now. They have brand new items, floor models, and scratch and dent, up to 72-month no-interest financing. First come, first served. You find a pool table on that showroom that's going to be discounted hundreds and hundreds of dollars because it's been sitting on that showroom for a year. It's yours. They'll deliver it today. They'll haul it out of there and get it for you as fast as you can say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. 72 months, no interest financing. Get what you always wanted. Get your sauna, your game room furniture, arcade games, pinball machines, theater seating, bar stools, area rugs. Right now, 72 months, no interest. Do it. Grab it off the showroom floor and save big. It's the outdoor furniture tent sale and the first come, first serve, brand new floor model scratch and dent sale at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf. Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler. Whether it's just a few countertops or a complete remodel project, Tim Cross is there every step of the way. As a small business owner, he and his wife take it very personally, the service they'd like to provide for you. They do a great job. Most jobs are completed within a couple of weeks. The big jobs obviously take longer than that, but their craftsmen have been on the job for them for years and years. It's pretty simple. Go to the website, crosskitchenskc.com, or call 816-898-7047. The Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan would love to host your group this spring or summer. You headed there for graduation? Doing something cool? What did we talk about graduation yesterday? Oh, the MacBooks at B-Stock. Discounted wildly. Great graduation presents. The MacBooks and the iPads at B-Stock, perfect for graduation. How about that? You're headed to a graduation this year. You deliver the gift. It's a perfect gift. You can save big. But if you're headed to Manhattan for graduation, maybe the Bluemont Hotel is a place you'd like to check into. Or if you're headed there for an event this summer or a ball tournament, it's a great place for kids because they have the indoor entertainment center, all the games in there, the batting cages, the golf simulator, the duck pin bowling. It's all right there. And for the parents, you can pour your own brewski right off the wall. Pretty cool stuff. It's all at the Bluemont Hotel, online at BluemontHotel.com. George Brett has spoken out on Major League Baseball about the stadium vote collapse. And he says, quote, "It's time for the Royals and Chiefs to separate a little bit," unquote. Thank you, George Brett. A great conservative American who gets it. The Royals and Chiefs' problem with all of these votes going forward is they're attached. Each of you go your own way. It's time to split apart. It's the old Fleetwood Mac song, go your own way. Do it. You both have different visions. This is the time. You have two states, five counties, dozens of municipalities. Put them all up against each other. Let's compete. Open up the marketplace. Socialism didn't work. Oh, we're just going to stay here in Jackson County in Kansas City, Missouri, and keep doing what we've always done. Didn't work. Guess what works? Competition works. Make them compete against each other. Break up. Let the teams compete. Let the municipalities, the counties, and the states compete. It will work out best. The Royals and Chiefs will get their very best deals in the very best places if they open it up to competition. These two need to split apart right now. George Brett is right. I've been saying it for years. Thank you, George. We are on the same page, brother. Royals are back at the K on Friday night, 7-game homestand. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. And the Royals have just played great at home, but they have played an awful lot of games against the White Sox at this point. They have times when they don't score. Most of that's been on the road. This is a really interesting homestand. It just is. So I really want to see how this plays out. And if they continue to play great baseball at home, if they hit better at home, if they win dominantly at home, as they're moving on and playing better teams now, I think this is going to be important to watch with the Royals. Inside a week, and the Chiefs will be drafting. They'll be on the clock drafting at the end of the draft because, you know, they had a parade. Chiefs draft less than a week away, and I've been trying to read what the experts think because I do not get down in the weeds. I am not going to learn the names of 200 college football players and decide which one the Chiefs need. Chiefs are too good at this. It's their job. They got 20 people on that, working on this and been scouting on them for years and traveling around the country. No, I'm not going to. I have no expert opinion. What I find is most people are now coming my direction in the sports media, and they're saying, okay, they're not honing up to a guy and saying, okay, this is the guy they got to have, and here's why. And they're not doing that. They're not analyzing all these names. They're all writing stories and doing pieces and doing segments on radio about which position is most important, which is the way I used to like to do it, because I think that's the most important. The problem with the Chiefs is they're a broken record. Every year it's the same thing. It's wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line. That's it. That's it. And of course, when you have Patrick Mahomes, of course that's all anybody wants. Can you please get him a wide receiver? Can you please get him some linemen to protect him? And oh yeah, we need defense, we need a pass rush. Of course. So it is kind of silly to spend too much time thinking about this. The Chiefs are always active. They like to move, they like to trade around. They know the players they want. They're so good at this. There's no analyzing it beforehand. Let's look at it when it's over. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say after the draft's over a week from Monday. My prediction is every player will be on the team and they'll all be good players because that's what we've had now for 3 to 5 years. Pretty much everybody the Chiefs draft is good. The biggest problem the Chiefs will have is they're going to draft somebody this year that in 4 or 5 years, they're going to have to make a decision on, do we want to pay them big money or do we want to let them go? Oh, we drafted L'Jarius Sneed. Is he worth the money or do we need to pay Chris Jones? Well, we got to let L'Jarius Sneed go. And there he goes. So, I mean, it's legit. They're so good at this and they're so much better than every other organization at this. It's ridiculous. And they find great players in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. We got a seventh round draft choice as the starting running back. It's insane. The whole thing's ridiculous. They're too good. The Chiefs are too good. That doesn't mean they're going to win another Super Bowl. But I watched them win one and I kept saying, it doesn't mean they're going to win a second. And then I said, it doesn't mean they're going to win a third. And yet they keep winning them. And they still have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And they're ruthless, by the way. The Chiefs are absolutely ruthless. They're not just good at this. They're ruthless. You're going to have to pry Rashee Rice out of the Chiefs' cold, dead hands. Okay? Getting Rashee Rice off this team is going to take some work now. He's cheap. He's just come into his own. And he had a rookie year better than Tyreek Hill's rookie year. He's a superstar in this offense. It's obvious he's going to be great. You are not. They may suspend him. The law may punish him. It don't matter. The Chiefs, as long as Rashee Rice is cheap, he's going to be here. Pry him out of the cold, steely hands of a dead person. That's what it will take. But I've reached out to Stan Weber, and I think we're going to have him on the podcast next week, and we will talk about the Chiefs and some other teams in the division and what everybody's looking for. And just generally, Stan has seen so many of these college players because he doesn't just do the Big 12 games. He watches everything, and he knows these players inside and out. It is a deep year for wide receiver, so they say, and somebody really good should be sitting there if that's what the Chiefs want to do, even with Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown being signed this offseason. The Chiefs may want to consider a wide receiver. Possible. I no longer argue with whatever. I mean, I used to get so mad they take offensive linemen in the first round every time. They want to take an offensive lineman with their first pick. You're not going to hear me complain. I'm not. I don't think they will because it's not what they do. The Chiefs are like me. They don't think you should waste your first-round draft pick on an offensive lineman. You can find them elsewhere. That the difference between a first-round offensive lineman and a second- or third-round offensive lineman isn't very much. It isn't very much. So I don't think they'll go there, but we'll see. I like going skill early in the draft. Oh, here's the NCAA story I was going to tell you about. They've passed a new rule. You're not going to believe this. If you thought transferring in the portal was easy for players and it was unfettered free agency already, wait until you hear this. The NCAA has written a new rule. Now, this has to be ratified on Monday. They have written a new rule that players can transfer as often as they like, whenever they like. So my question is, it's immediate eligibility. Immediate. My question is, can you do this in season? Like, your football team starts 0-3, and you want to transfer to a school that's 3-0, can you transfer and play for them? Like, you trade yourself? Is the NCAA putting something in there that says you can't move in season and play? This gets complicated in basketball, maybe not football. Maybe they write into it that it's next semester or whatever. But basketball is basically year-round. I mean, it's like soccer. Basketball starts so early and ends so late. It's a two-semester sport. It's the only one like that. It's crazy. But it is what it is. If you transfer in November, you're eligible in December because that's second semester. Like, okay, we got off to a crappy start here. We just went to the Virgin Islands and lost three games. This team sucks. I'm out of here. I want to go to the tournament. I want to play somewhere else. Can you do that? It's all absurd. You know it's absurd. I know it's absurd. It's all absurd. Our final is brought to you by Buck Disposal. Online at buckdisposal.com. Another great company from Buck Roofing and my friend Ron Buck, who I have known for years and years. If you need it hauled away, if you need it dumped now, dump the big corporation that does this for you and your business, or if you're cleaning out a house or moving and you need a dumpster, Ron's the guy. He's got three different sizes. Some of these are for residents. Some are for commercial projects. BuckDisposal.com. Stroud's and Stroud's Catering. Don't forget Stroud's this weekend. How about a nice pan-fried chicken dinner? Oak Ridge Manor in the Northland, 135th and 69 Highway in Overland Park. Be sure and tell them when you go there, you heard about them on the podcast. And if you'd like to get some catering for a spring or summer picnic this year or an event that you have, StroudsCatering.com. That's StroudsCatering.com. If you have the proper setup and whatnot, they'll even bring the big pan fryers and pan fry the chicken right there on site for you. It is a really cool experience for an event like a golf tournament or something like that. StroudsCatering.com, 913-563-5799. But it can be something as little as just bringing, you know, chicken and sides and stuff for a group of eight or a family reunion or a picnic at the park. You know, you want to go to Loose Park or Shawnee Mission Park or something this year for a little family reunion. You're going to have 16 people there and you don't want to cook it all. And they'll deliver it right to you. They'll bring it right to you for your outing, your picnic, anything you want. StroudsCatering.com. And Great Life Golf. Play more golf. Don't know that I'm going to get any holes in this weekend. Not looking good. Got a busy schedule this weekend. But if I do, it'll be at a Great Life course. Log on to greatlifegolf.com and play more golf. Aroldis Chapman is the pitcher the Royals traded to the Rangers last year to get Cole Ragans. Cole Ragans is now the ace. I love these stories. They're like, is it 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon? 7 degrees? How many degrees is it? 8 degrees? I don't know what it is. The Kevin Bacon thing? Well, this is a good one. Aroldis Chapman gets traded. He gets traded to Texas. They win the World Series. Ragans comes here, doesn't get a World Series rings, but he's now the ace of the Royals, which is a much better career move for him than winning a World Series, I think. Chapman is now, oh boy, I should have written this down. I think he's with the Pirates. Anyway, he's pitching a couple days ago, Aroldis Chapman is. And he said something to umpire Edwin Moscoso that got him kicked out and now got him fined, huge, a big fine, and a two-game suspension. All anybody's asking is, what did he say? I mean, aren't we dying to know what he said? He said something to an umpire that not just got him kicked out, got him fined, and got him suspended for two games for spoken word. I've not heard of that. He didn't hit him. He didn't bump him. He didn't touch him. What could you say? This had to be like a racial slur, doesn't it? Does this not have to be a racial slur or a sexual orientation slur? Or something gender offensive? That's all it could be, right? I mean, you can call it, say his mama wears combat boots. That's not going to get you a two-game suspension. I want to know what he said. I'm okay. The story's whatever the story is, the story. I want to know what he said. The story is what he said, not the suspension. You don't suspend guys for arguing with umpires. I want to know. This is, oh boy, we find out this is going to be a bombshell. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a bombshell. It's going to be a game changer if we find out. And it's going to be liberal, 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 liberal. You know it is. It's going to be something that the liberals wouldn't allow to be said. And that's going to get him his two-game suspension. Aroldis Chapman, the former Royal. All the sponsors are at thekklist.com, thekklist.com. Please use it as a resource whenever you're looking for goods and services from great conservative companies that are absolutely proud to be part of this podcast. They are unabashedly conservative and proud of it. We love that. You love that. I love that. They're all at thekklist.com. Have a fabulous weekend, everyone.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.